Hey, you're listening to Playgirl Sex Pod here on PlaygirlTV.com. And I have a very exciting show for you today. Very exciting because I have a guest, so you don't have to hear me talk for a whopping 20 minutes to myself. But before we talk to my guest, let's talk about everybody's favorite subject, me. But enough about me. What do you think about me? Okay, nobody else in the room is laughing, and there are a couple people in this room, so I'm just going to end the bad jokes now. I just wanted to say that it's weird when I'm doing the sex pod, because for me, I actually still think I'm the only one listening, but I really like that other people are. And then all of a sudden, you get press, and you read the press, and you're not sure if it's positive or negative. But XBiz News wrote a piece about Playgirl's sex pod, and basically, what did they say? Well, they said we were recently picked up by Yahoo, and that I do a painstaking look at vibrators and dildos in that third podcast. And, you know, I had to look up painstaking today because I couldn't decide if that was a positive or a negative thing, but actually, it just means I'm very thorough, so I'm happy with that. But it's really weird to hear or read what people are saying about you when you aren't even sure that people should be saying anything just yet. But enough about me. Let's talk about me with somebody else. Ha ha ha. Okay, I'm done with that really bad joke for at least this podcast, I promise. In the studio, and this is a very big studio here. We're talking like a whole floor of a building here in New York City is just the studio space. In studio with me, and yes, I'm totally lying to you, by the way, at this point, but I just feel like lying. We have Prescott Vacation. Prescott is one of the editors here at Playgirl TV, and he is responsible for editing a lot of the video clips that you can find at playgirl.com. Now, I decided to talk with one of the editors because they have to sit there and painstakingly, look, got to use the word again, analyze the material that Playgirl TV subscribers and viewers get to watch. So I wanted to get an insider's look at what goes on behind the scenes here at Playgirl TV. So Prescott Vacation, is that your real name?
Yes, it is.
What a unique name. I really like it. Do your parents know what you're doing for money?
No, they don't.
How did you get involved at Playgirl TV? How did you get here?
I had a friend who worked in post-production, and we had some friends in common, and we were talking about it at a bar one night, and he asked me if I wanted to talk to the man in charge here, and it sounded like a good opportunity to do post-production for a living.
Have you ever edited adult entertainment before coming here?
Not before I came here, no.
What kind of stuff were you doing before this?
Mostly music videos and some corporate films.
Well, I think sex videos are a little like music videos. You have that soundtrack constantly repeating over and over. Do you ever get a headache if the music is the same for too long?
I don't necessarily get a headache, but it kind of gets boring. It gets repetitive. I think it's really important to keep people's interest and keep it stimulating and keep it interesting. And I think music adds to that.
Okay, let's talk stimulating. So what type of sex scene do you like to edit? What turns you on?
It isn't necessarily one thing. It's if the people are into it, if there's chemistry between the people who are participating in it, and they seem to be having a good time, and there's a good sense of a dynamic interaction between the talent. You know, that's a big plus for me, and it makes the scene a lot easier to cut.
Do you have a particular type of person you like to watch in a scene?
No, not really. I mean, I like everything. It always helps if the people are good looking and if they're into what they're doing. I mean, that makes it a lot easier to cut, and I think it makes it a better experience for the audience.
No, because I asked because yesterday I got to watch some of that E! Channel Playboy show, and all of Hefner's girlfriends and all of the Playboy playmates seem to be blonde. So it's like they have to be blonde to turn them on. I don't know. I digress, as I usually do. Okay, what Is there a scene that has stuck out in your mind, like a best scene that you've edited, the hottest scene here that you've done at Playgirl TV?
Well, I think I liked Happy Ending. I think I did a pretty good job on Happy Ending. But there's a lot of good stuff that we've done, and a lot of good stuff that I've done, not to toot my own horn.
No, we like to toot our own horns here. Trust me, I love myself today. But wait, what is Happy Ending?
It's a scene where a woman goes for a massage and has a fantasy about her big, attractive, studly masseuse. And it just turned out particularly good.
So it's like where a guy can go for a massage and get a happy ending, which is a release, a sexual release. Normally she goes and gets that happy ending.
Yeah, absolutely. And gets the not only the physical release, but also the mental and emotional release.
Now, Playgirl is geared towards couples and women. And as a man, how do you capture what you think women want to see? What's different about what Playgirl looks for?
I think it's just there's more of an emphasis put on the intelligence and like the interaction between the talent and the actors, and not just on the physical bits and pieces that make up your average adult film. And there's more emphasis put on production values and acting and good music and good interaction and positive interaction and positive sort of positive ideas about sexuality.
What's your favorite part of a woman?
Ass, definitely the ass.
Sorry, I have to ask some personal questions here. Do you have any tips, now that you've watched a lot of sex on video, which you might have done before anyway, but do you have any tips for women when they're having sex with a guy, like something that they should know about men?
I don't know. I think everybody enjoys it more if you're really into it. I mean, nobody likes being in bed with somebody who's not into what they're doing at the time, you know? So, I mean, talking on the phone is definitely out. Doing anything else, watching TV is definitely out. I mean, nobody can be into it all the time, but everybody has more fun if, you know, everybody's completely focused on what they're doing.
Do you prefer to have sex with shoes on or off?
Off, usually. Yeah.
Okay, and I have one last question. Well, actually two. If you could suggest to people two stars that you've now seen doing it on camera that you find really convincing and, you know, enjoyable to watch, just if somebody was out there and didn't know anything about anyone and can look up a particular personality that's been featured here, are there any men or women that stick out in your mind as really good fucks, I guess?
Well, all the ladies love Jean Valjean. I mean, it's just an undisputed fact that we get a lot of feedback on his work, and it's almost all positive, and it's all from the girls. And I think, you know, most of the guys who cut here, and just speaking of guys, is Tiffany Taylor is pretty good, too. So you can't go wrong looking up those two.
Does she have real boobs?
I don't know. I'm not the best judge of that. They look real. They act real, you know, in physics-wise, it seems, but I don't know. They're just too perfect to... They can't be real.
What do you think about breast implants? This is my last question. I promise you can go back to doing whatever editing you were doing before this. Breast implants, yes, no, maybe so?
I don't particularly like them myself. I mean, but that's just me.
I didn't mean to move. We share one mic in our very large studio here, and so you have to watch as one person continues to talk or not, since I hold the mic, because remember, it's all about me. And it's very strange. I'll talk about it after, but anyway. So that was all you were going to say?
Yeah, that's basically it. Breast implants are kind of boring. I mean, you know, there's too many porn stars out there that have just really, really bad breast implants, and I think there should be more of an emphasis on, like, natural bodies, just because... They're very attractive and interesting.
I never understood that, because this is like your field. So if you're going to augment your breasts, you might as well get it done right. But yet for some reason, like 75% of women don't seem to understand that.
Yeah, some of them are just, it's just some people become oddities, physical oddities, because of these augmentations they get to themselves. And it's really not attractive.
Well, Prescott Vacation, I wish you the best of luck in this career or any path you choose. Thank you for sitting in today. Anything else you want to say?
Just thank you for having me on the show.
You rock. All right, so let's talk more about breast implants. You know, there's an article in Asian News International coming out of London, October 14th, so a couple of days ago, that breast implants may soon carry MP3 players. I find this very bizarre. I guess perhaps you can touch the nipple and click on or off. But they're saying that while one breast could hold an MP3 player, the other person's favorite music collection. I'm reading. I shouldn't read. I don't know. Anyway, so breast implants holding an MP3 player, is that something that we should be looking forward to? That kind of scares me, the idea of putting music in your body like that. Not such a good thing. And I have never looked into getting breast implants myself, but I'm always a little bit concerned about the leakage factor. Who knows? Speaking of leakage, this is going to sound so gross to segment this way. I got a very interesting question for my sex ed column coming out in a couple of months, because just so people who aren't in the magazine industry know, maybe I'm giving away a magazine secret here, but there's a really large lead time for magazine between the time a magazine is actually produced to the time it hits the newsstands. And it's about 4 months here at Playgirl. And what happens is, so I answer questions far in advance. So you'll read this in a couple of months issues or whatever, a few months from now in Playgirl magazine. But a woman wrote in that her husband self-lubricates in his butt. And I have to tell you, I could not understand this for a really long time. And I did a lot of research on this topic. And believe it or not, you can self-lubricate in your bum. Now, it's not likely that you will, but your butt produces mucus, and some people produce more mucus than others. And she basically was just saying that she doesn't use lube, and that wasn't the question. She was more concerned about if large toys would stretch out her husband's ass forever. But I just thought you should know that even if your butt self-lubricates, I would still suggest lubrication. And now's a good time to talk a little bit about lubrication. I feel like I may have brought this up in another podcast, but there are a million different lubricants out there. And if you're not sure what to look for, let's break it down. Okay, here's the deal. You've got water-based lubes and silicone-based lubes. These are both great because they're condom compatible. There are two types of water-based lubes. There are water-based lubes with and without glycerin. Now, glycerin is a sugar, and if your partner or you are prone to yeast infections or are easily irritated, you might want to go with a water-based lube without glycerin. These include my favorite, which would be Sensual Power, also Slippery Stuff, Liquid Silk, Maximus, which is a nice thick lube, so it's great for anal play. And there are also some more organic lubes that you can find that are glycerin-free. Glycerin-based lubes will last a little bit longer because glycerin is a sugar, and that keeps the lube going. Astroglide, KY Jelly, these over-the-counter lubricants that you can find at your drugstores, these are water-based glycerin lubes. You've also got ID and Probe and lots of others. I'm trying to think of another big, big one. But there's tons of them out there that are water-based with glycerin. Water-based lubes are latex and polyurethane compatible. What's great about them is they wash off of your body, off of your sheets, much more easily than a silicone-based lube. But what's really nice about silicone-based lubes, and Eros is a great company that makes a number of different kinds of silicone-based lubes, or even Pink, another newer silicone-based lube. Silicone lubes stay slippery for so long, and a little bit goes a long way. They are a lot more expensive, but really worth the extra bucks if you aren't. And now, being personal for a second, I'm easily irritated. So I don't use glycerin, but I love silicone-based lubes. So I would suggest buying a small sample of one if it's something you want to try. You just don't want to use a silicone-based lube. Okay, here we go. We'll get more complicated. With a silicone-based toy, because silicone will eat away its silicone. But otherwise, silicone-based lubes, condom-compatible, fantastic, stay a lot longer, great for anal play, great for vaginal play, never go from your butt to your vagina without washing off. Just a little extra precaution there. But silicone-based lubes are a guaranteed amazing type of lube. I've now rammed that down your throat. I'll just say that, yes, you can get oil-based lubes and Vaseline and massage oils and things like that, but they are not condom-compatible, and I wouldn't necessarily use them to be inside of me. There are other... I wouldn't use Crisco either, actually. I'm just trying to think of things I've heard of as lubes, because that takes a really long time to get out, and it's just thick and pretty gross. It's gross, actually, as a cooking thing, too, but what do I know? I don't really cook. Okay, so I think I'm going to be done rambling for the day. It seems like everybody in this large studio that we don't share with anyone else has other work to do and wants to get going, and I need to shut up so they can do that. So... Prescott Vacation, again, an editor here at Playgirl TV. He edits a lot of what you get to watch. And lubrication, your ass self-lubricates sometimes. But remember, lubrication, relaxation, communication. I learned that we're working at Toys and Babeland, and it's a motto I've really come to know and love. It's what you need for any type of good sex play. There are tons of lubes out there. You can always email me through the playgirl.com website, and I will respond, or just listen back to this podcast, and you'll get all the information that you need. I'm Jamie Waxman. This has been Playgirl's Sex Pod at playgirl.com. Remember to come again and again, and use lube again.